All right, so we're picking up on Kufmem Hey Amunaf and Shabbos. We might have to modify what we said in Kufmem Dalam Beis. We have to see. All right, so let's start with Reb Zera. Okay, go ahead. Who wants to read? I'm Reb Zera. Amar Bezer Amar Ruchia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Go ahead. Okay. So first he says, what? The same thing that we had before. From Shmuel. Right? Sochid Adam Eshkol Shol Novim Tocha Kedera Lo Tocha Kara. So what's the reason for that? That's because ochel. That's called the mashka bala ochel is ochel, right? That's the way we come out. Mashka bala ochel is ochel. It's ochel dummy. So therefore, there's no malacha involved, right? There's no mice of mefarik. There's no schita, because there's no mashka. It's just like mafred ochel me ochel, right?
According to the girsa, tochak ara.
Okay, v'dog l'tziro afilu l'toch hakara. Okay, so this is something new. What's dog l'tziro? Go ahead. Okay, so tzir is some sort of a liquid from the fish, right? The tzir, the brine. So he says that it's not a mashke. It's also ochlin. So in other words, that seems to be objectively, right? The eshkol depends. If it's going into a mashke, if it's going into nothing, it's a mashke. If it's going into ochel, then it's mashke nabola ochel. But the tzir is not a mashke at all. It's just part of the achilas dog. Right? It doesn't have its own identity as a mashke. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you squeeze it out. That's Rav. Go ahead. Okay, so it gets a little complicated. So the Gemara says that Abaye said that you taught this statement in the name of Rav, so you don't have any problems. But we learned in the name of Shmuel, and we have a problem. What's the problem? Okay. Okay, so he says because we have another statement of Rav and Shmuel that about the kvashim and the shlokos. So what are the kvashim?
Pickled vegetables.
And the shlokos?
Boiled vegetables.
So Rav said if you have the pickled vegetables and you squeeze them. So legufon is mutter. What's legufon? Right, im lechol hakvashim. So legufon means you want to eat the pickle. You're doing it in order to eat the pickle.
Right.
So if you're doing it because you want to eat the pickle and you don't want the juice that's on it or in it, so then it's mutl chatchila, because that's not mefarik. Ho'wil v'lav l'mashke hutzarach. Okay. Since you don't want the mashke. Okay. Go ahead.
But when a man repater,
difficult. But if you wanted the juice, right? If you wanted the juice, then what?
So it's not really mefarik because the juice did not start inside of the vegetable.
Right. It's not real mefarik because it's not, the juice is not a component of this vegetable. It's not a native juice. But it's usser. Why? because of Zaysim and Anavim. Why only Zaysim and Anavim? So it's because of Zaysim and Anavim. All right. So anyway, so pshat-wise, that's Rav, right? And Shmuel says, oh, I'm sorry, that's the Kvashim. And the Shlokos are what?
According to Rashi, Bein Lugufa and Bein Lugufa, Shmuel says that this
part of coins of Rav, it's what?
They're both, whether you do Lugufa or Bein Lugufa, look
at. Why? Rashi.
Shlokos, Afilu Bein Lugufa, Lav Mashkin in Yerucha.
Even the Memehen is not considered the Mashke. Even the Memehen is not considered the Mashke. It's considered the Ochel. They have a similar Ochel in Brachos, right? Who's doing Kesem Varchem? Shai? Mm-hmm. Kesem Varchem? Started? So I think there's a case of Shlokos. That even on the Mayim you make an Adama. Right, and the Mei Shlokos. He cooked vegetables and then he made a soup out of vegetables. So you make an Adama even on the Mei Shlokos. Because it's eaten, it's considered like an Ochel. Considered like part of the Ochel of the Shlokos. So that's Rav's Din. Go ahead.
But why is he differentiating between, what about the water within the vegetables?
What about the water that's in the vegetables versus the water that's in the...
Or it's...
This is very complicated, right? Things are getting complicated very quickly. Got a lot of sheet that's flying around now. So in other words, you have in Rav, what's the chilek between the shlokos and the kvashim, right? The kvashim, the pickles. Well, you have three problems, right? You have the zaysim and anavim. Zaysim and anavim. Apparently, there's no idea by zaysim and anavim of squeezing them legufon. That idea just doesn't exist, right? It's only if it's latocha kedera or latocha kara, right?
Saying people just wouldn't.
No, there's no category like that. I mean, there's no distinction.
And it would be aser.
That's right. It's only mutter into ochel for zaysim and anavim, right? Zaysim and anavim is only mutter into ochel. Correct. Kvashim is one kula above that. Even if it's not into ochel, it's mutter as long as it's not le mashkin. L'meimein, right? As long as it's not l'meimein, it's mutter. Correct? And then you have the shlokos, it doesn't matter at all. It's completely mutter. Right? And Shmuel says that the kvashim and the shlokos are the same. Right? So everyone agrees that there's a chilek, that there's esim and anavim, a dafka mutter into ochel, and the kvashim into a mutter legufan, not into ochel. And the only question is whether the shlokos are the same as the kvashim or if they're more mekel than the kvashim. Right?
Where do other fruits fit into this?
That's a good question. That's the nagging question. Hold on to that question. So anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. That's what Abaye says. It says we learned, since we have this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, right, where Rav is matir, the shlokos, and Shmuel is asas the shlokos, just like the kvashim. So therefore, what? Go ahead, Rashi. The meimei and pot Rav Lasser. So Abaye held that the shlokos is equivalent to the dog. Right? The shlokos is equivalent to the shlokos lemeimehen is equivalent to dog litziron.
They're both really just part of the ochel?
They're both just part of the ochel. and we have to see if we can understand that a little bit better, but they're both considered part of the ochel, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say that what? That Shmuel would hold Dog Letziro is mutter. Right? That's definitely a stira. I mean, Shmuel doesn't have any case like that, that Lemeimeyan is mutter. Right? Shmuel doesn't have any din like that. That Lemeimeyan, there's no din of Lemeimeyan, which is mutter according to Shmuel. Right? So you'd have a stira. If we learnt this memra in the name of Shmuel, it would result in a stira. But since you learn in the name of Rav, you have no stira. You can say that the Dog Letziron is the same as the Shlakos. Right? Okay, so he said, I have it on good authority. We're not just attributing it to Rav. Okay, but anyway. So that's the 2/3 of the machlokas, right? That's 2/3 of the machlokas. Let's take the goof and get all three sheets over here. Go ahead. Okay, that's Rav. So once again, Rav is a what? The Zeisim and Anavim have to go, Dafka. Everybody agrees with Zeisim and Anavim, so we don't have to review that. Only arguing about this, the secondary cases. Kvashim, he holds the Gufan a Mutter, Lemimeyan is Pater of Alasar, and Shlokos is always a Mutter. Shmuel said that there's no difference between the Kvashim and the Shlokos. They're both Pater of Alasar, Lemimeyan, and Mutter Legufan, right? Now, Rabbi Yochanan is the radical here. He says what? Ooh. He says the kvashim and the shlakos are mutter legufan, but lemeimeyan the chayev chatas. Meaning it's a real issur d'oraisa, it's a real mafarik. So they're arguing at least over here on the basic question of how you define mefarik, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you had the mashkin of the dog, well, he doesn't have a dog, right? If you have shlokos and kvashim, and you squeeze them, lemeimeyan, it's a real issur d'oraisa. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's definitely not an issur d'oraisa. Question is, if it's an issur at all. Okay, and then the Gemara just runs through how each one is going to learn the Mishnah, right? Mm-hmm. How does it go? So what's the Kasha? Okay, so what's the case of the Kasha? Meisvei sochten kvashim b'shabbos l'tzarcha shabbos of a lo lemotzi shabbos. Yeah. So what does that mean? You can squeeze the kvashim on Shabbos for Shabbos, but not for motzi shabbos. Zeisim v'anovim lo yischot v'im sochat chayev chatas. Okay, so what does Rashi say? So it doesn't distinguish how you're squeezing them, what you're squeezing them for. Are you squeezing them for their juice or for their to dry them out? And it says that it's mutl chatchila, so that's a kasha to everybody. Right, nobody holds that way. Nobody here says that kvashim amutl imeimeyan. So this brisa is a problem for everybody. All right. Okay. All right. Let's skip down to the bottom. Omar of Chia Barashi Omar Rav. Just want to get all the facts together here.
Omar of Chia Barashi Omar Rav. Mar Torah, Vino Chayet Elam, Jusa Zisim Va'anavim Bilbad.
Okay. So he says, who is this? This is Rav. This is Rav again. So Rav says, Dover Torah. So what does it mean, Dover Torah? Klomar. Asra Torah Malacha. Strange Rashi, right? Torah Asra Malacha. Udrichas Zesim Anovim, Hu Davi Malacha. And only the treading of olives and grapes is Malacha. Ovo Shar Drichos, Lav Or Chayu Bahachi. V'lav malacha ninu. But other crushings, other tramplings are not their way. That's not their way. Lav or chayu b'hachi. Their way is not in this, to be trampled. Meaning to say, they're omen for achila, essentially. Right, Zesim and Anavim, we verified even to this day, are mainly for mashkin. Right? 90% of the olives go to oil and 70% of the grapes go to wine. Right? Somewhere around 91. So it's only those. But anything else is not a malacha. All right. So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to. So the question is like this. This is where things become very, very confusing. How does Rabbi Yochanan and the other shitas fit in with this last shita? Right? Is Rabbi Yochanan disagreeing with this, or is he in agreement with this? How could we possibly say that? So what have we had so far? Let's just review what we've had so far. We have this statement of Rav that only Drichas, Zeisen, Vanovim is an Issa D'Oraisa. We have the Machlokas earlier of the Kvashim and the Shlokos, where Rabbi Yochanan says it would be an Issa D'Oraisa to squeeze the Kvashim and the Shlokos L'Meimein. Right? And Rav and Shmuel disagree. Correct. And what else do we have? And then we have all the Shar Peros from before. Right? The Shar Peros from before. That this Brisa from before seemed to say, I mean, I'm not sure the way we learned it last time if that was correct, but plain shot now, I'm going back, is it seems like they're saying that that what? That the Rimonim is going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. We weren't learning those as an Issa D'Oraisa, but now I think it is. The Rimonim, if you machshev it, right, it'd be an Issa D'Oraisa. And it's a question in the Rishonim, Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether the Shar Peros would also be an Issa. Right?
Why is it an Issa D'Oraisa now? If Rav says there's only Drichas, Drichas on us?
Okay, that's Rav. But this Brisa wasn't Rav. There are definitely machlokas in here. It's difficult to figure out exactly where the machlokas are. Okay, so let's take a look over here. This is where the Rishonim differ. It's hard to understand exactly what the machlokas is over here. Let's take our case, right? Rashi says, why are you Pater of Al-Asr by the Kvashim, right? L'meimein. So what does Rashi say? He says, because the Mashke wasn't didn't form naturally in the fruit. It was introduced through a process, right? It was introduced through a process. It's a foreign Mashke. And that's why there's no Issa D'Oraisa here, right? But why is it Usr? Because of Zeisen V'Anavim. It's Usr because of Zeisen V'Anavim. Yeah. So why doesn't Rashi say because of any Peros? Right? Why doesn't he say because of Shar Peros too? If you Machshav Shar Peros, it would also be Issa D'Oraisa according to that Shita. So you could learn that he's going like Rav in the end. Right? Correct?
Or because these small numbers is the paradigm, and every single time you mash you're making it like a case of these small numbers.
In other words, where is your Issa D'Oraisa? Where's your Issa D'Oraisa? Rashi's a little bit sosur himself, isn't he? It's a little bit sosur himself. Why does he say because the mashkin were not in there naturally? Right? Isn't that mashma, any mashke that's in there naturally would be an Issa D'Oraisa, right? So why do you have to go to Zeisen V'Anavim? Just say, do any fruit. And if you're going to say only Zeisen V'Anavim are chayev, so just say that it's Pater V'Lasa because it's not Zeisen V'Anavim. This Rashi is a little bit sosa himself, isn't it? The beginning and the end are in Stira. In the beginning of Rashi says what? It says, why are you Pater of Al-Asr when you squeeze the cucumber, when you squeeze the pickle to get rid of the juice? Why? Because the mashke was not there naturally. Okay? So what's the implication of the resha? Any mashke that's there naturally would be nisa d'oraisa. Why is that the implication? Of course it is.
That's just one factor that it needs to be yidol v'sochon. That doesn't mean that every single time is yidol v'sochon. Every other factor is...
Okay, and what's the sefer? And what's the sefer of Rashi? It says, so why is it asa midrabanan? Because of zeisim v'anavim. Implication is that only zeisim and anavim are asa. So why didn't he just say in the beginning it's pater? It's pater because it's not zeisim v'anavim, but it's asa because atu zeisim v'anavim. Ain ze mefarik, right? Now it's Rashi's potter. She ain ze mefarik. Facts, right? Now he's going to tell you why is it not mefarik. She ain hamashke hazeh yotzei min hakvashim, yotzei min hakvashim. She lo gadol b'sochan. This is not mefarik because this mashke is not considered to be coming out of the kvashim. It's not a product of the kvashim. It's not a cucumber juice. Why? Because it wasn't there from its growth, right? So in other words, he's telling you it's not mefarik, and the reason that it's not mefarik, right? The implication is, if it were mashke shegadol besocho, it would be mefarik, right? Okay. But then he says, so why is it aser? But then why doesn't he just say it's, but that implies that there's only two things that ever are mefarik, like Rav in the end, Bnei Menashe. That the only thing that ever is mefarik is Zeisim V'Anavim. So then he should say in the beginning that it's not Osir Midoraisa because it's not Zeisim V'Anavim. Not because it's not mashke shegadol b'socho. Shouldn't say because it's not a mashke. Ain't a mashke has a yotzei min hakvashim. Said because it's not wine or oil. Right. All right. So 1 second. So it's an interesting thing. Rashi says what kvashim are though. Right. What does he say, Chaim, Mitnick? What are kvashim? Ah, so somebody might say, there's my answer. All right, to make matters worse, Tosus and the Rashba, everybody jumps on this Rashi to make matters worse, and they say like this, that what? Then how does Rashi say the problem is? It's a mashke me'alma, right? How does Rashi say the problem is it's a mashke me'alma? We know for a fact that there are actually three Gemaras. Rashi Tosafot only quotes one here. But there are three cases where the Gemara seems to say that if you'd squeeze out a liquid from another object that it was absorbed into, that would be schita midoraisa, that would be mefarik midoraisa. So how can you tell me the problem is? How can you tell me it's never mefarik? How can you tell me mefarik? It can't be mefarik because it's not its own juice. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't use a sponge that has no handle because you'll squeeze. The Gemara says you shouldn't use a, put a plug into a barrel of wine. Right, very tight because you'll squeeze out the wine and the from the cloth. That was the case that we had in the tshuva that we were doing on the refrigerator, right? And then there's another Gemara that says talks about carrying oil, squeezing oil out of your hair, but not natural oily hair. It means they want to transport oil from house to house if there's no air, right? So naturally you dip it, yeah? All right, whatever. So, huh? Yeah, how do you do it, right? So those are all cases of a mashke in another object that's not naturally found there. And the implication is there's Nisa Daraisa. Right? So Tosfos says you could, it is possible to learn that what? So most Rishonim learn that Rav is going L'taimei, right? That's the way they want to learn. That's what Tosfos says. Rav L'taimei, Dama L'koman, Dover Torah, Einu Chayev, Ela Drichas. You see, Chayev, I'm going to show you that I'm learning it right. How can I prove it to you? Because that's exactly Tosfos' problem. Tosfos' problem is, why does Rashi say the problem is a conceptual, a generalized concept of a mashke that me'alma? Tosfos says, no, the answer is straight. It's just he holds like Rav. Rav is l'taimei. This is, there's no such thing as mefarik other than mashke, other than zeisim v'anavim. And if you're going to tell me it's a general idea that any mashke me'alma cannot be schita, that's wrong, because there are cases that say that a mashke me'alma can be schita. Can't tell me that there's a principle in Shas that mashke me'alma is not schita. Because then I said, why can't you squeeze the, why can't you use the plug in the wine? What are you worried about? That it might come to schita? So what? It's not schita. Right? That's Tosfos' implication. But since it says don't do it, it's mashma that if you did it, it would be a deraisa. According to Rashi, it doesn't make sense, he's saying. According to Rashi, it's a shema for a derabanan. It's an iser because it might come to a derabanan. So the implication is a deraisa like that. So you can't tell me that there's a general principle that mefarik never is a case of mashke me'alma. So it must be a particular thing. It must be that Rav is just in particular holding L'taimei, like Bei Menashe, that there's no schita, there's no mefarik by Zeisim, but other than Zeisim v'anavim. End of story. So Tosfos answers for Rashi a little bit, right? That he wants to say that is, I mean, even Rashi's going to have to be moda that Rabbi Yochanan is mach, that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that. So you could say that was not the Stam Gemara earlier. But that was a particular sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Oh, but anyway, I was saying before that maybe you'd want to answer, since Rashi says the kvashim are dafka in wine and chometz, which is a wine product, right? Maybe that's what he's talking about. That that really is learning like Bei Menashe, right? But he's saying that since this wine is not from the fruit, it's not really a Nisr Daraisa, even though Bei Menashe holds Drichas Zeisim V'Anavim, right? But that doesn't mean if you soaked up wine into a cloth and squeezed it, it would be a Nisr Daraisa. It's dafka Yayin Megufo.
The Chometz is from wine?
Chometz is wine. Chometz is wine that went bad. Well, whatever. It's fermented.
Are there different types of vinegar?
Some yeah, but stam in the Gemara. Chometz always means is wine.
Wine.
What do they call it? Balsamic vinegar. That's balsamic vinegar. That's from wine. I mean, the major question is like this. When Rav says, Davar Torah, Einu Chayev, Ela Adrisa, Zeisav, Anovim, Dovad, right, is Rabbi Yochanan necessarily arguing on that? Or not?
So maybe that feels that what he's saying is just an abstract form of the same thing.
Right. So what do you say though? On balance. I said this, it seems like the Rashi is Soser himself, right? But we gotta pick a side. We gotta pick a side and work out the other side. Right? Whenever you have a problem like that, you have the ratio to say for a Soser. So what do you do? You have to say the one of them is the real thing, right? And the other has to be explained. No? So what do you say here? Which side do we have to pick? That is a general question of Mefarik, or that he holds from, or he's learning it in terms of Rav, in terms of Bei Menashe, that only Zaysim Anav Machayev. Right? I mean, it seems, since he mentions in the end that it's only because of Zaysim Vanovim, it's Mashma, that's a clear reference to Bei Menashe. Right? That's a clear reference to Bei Menashe. It would seem. It would seem that he's learning this, and it is Rav, right? It is Rav. So it would seem he's learning that what? Dover Torah Einu Chayev El Al Drisas Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad. Right? But why? But why? Why is it only Drisas Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad? Right? That was the question we were working on last week. Well, last time we were together. Why is it only drichas zeisim vanavim? Correct? We said in general, what's the av here? What's the av? The av is dosh. Correct? The av is not zeisim vanavim. The av is dosh. So mefarik is already an abstraction from disha. So we said it's very strange. Normally when you abstract, why should it be limited to two particular cases? Right? You should abstract out, like Rashi says. How does Rashi describe Mefarik? On Sadi Hey it was. Says anything that you're being motzi, an ochel from inside of its pouch, right? By cholev, he says. He says it's Mefarik, because you're Mefarik masoi. You're unloading the burden. Sheporik ochel mimokom sheniskasa bo. Vavi told us dosh, right? Yeah. So the question was, why is it that if there's just an abstract expansion on Disha, right? Disha is by the Tvua, right? Disha is by the Tvua, right? What's the case by the Tvua? You have the stalk of wheat, and it covers up the chita, correct? So that's the av. So the tolda always is, you take the same concept as the av, and you apply it to other scenarios. So over here, it should be that anytime you have a mashke, anytime you squeeze any fruit to juice it, why isn't that just simply a case of mefarik? How could Rav come in and just make a pronouncement that only Dricha Zeisim Vanavim is Mefarik? There's no Gzeres HaKosev here. It's not like you're looking for a case in the Mishkan. It's just a question of when are you Mefarik the thing from its Masa? So if an apple has juice in it and I squeezed out the juice, why is that different than if a grape has juice and I squeezed out the juice, right? What's the conceptual basis of the friendship between the two? How could you just make a pronouncement like that? Yeah. And who cares about Orchayu Bachi? Orchayu Bachi should not be an issue. It should just be a question of, is it something that is what I'm doing that have to fit the description of the Tzura of Mefarik? Am I unloading one Heftza from where it's Mechusa? Right? You don't have to look for Orchayu Bachi in every single case. Ah, right, excellent, right. In other words, so we said that in order to be mefarek, right, the shame mashke has to exist before you're removing it, right? In other words, that's part of the tzura of the malacha, like the chita, that there is a predefined entity of ochel existing in a in something that's really like a psolas. As a matter of fact, some Rishonim ask why Disha isn't just like a Bora. But it has to have that, has that surah that there is a Heftza of Ochel contained in something else, right? So apparently this is Rav Shita, as opposed to the Brisa by the Rimoni. This is Rav Shita. Rav held that you can't, this is what we were saying the other day, you can't bedaito, you can't with your own das make a mafarik in any situation that you want. Why? Because you can only, with your kavana, have machshava to do a maisa. But you can't change the metzias. So mafarik needs, it demands, before you come to it, it demands the presence of a mashke. It demands an entity that's a compound. An ochel housed in a container. Okay? An ochel housed in its container. So Rav held that the only objects that really have the shem mashke, lechatchila, even before you squeeze it, are those things that is their predominant use, is the mashke itself. You don't really look at it as an ochel that I could turn into a juice if I want to. It's essentially a mashke in in its container. So then you can say it's mefarik. You understand? It has to really be domet to disha, that it's a predefined cheftza of a mashke already. If I take an apple, it's essentially for eating, right? I can squeeze it and create a liquid form of it, but you don't say that prior to that, you don't say because I want to squeeze it and make a liquid form of it, therefore I can now conceive of this entity as apple juice in in its natural container, right? No. That's a plan you can have for the future, but you can't be kovei, you can't define the nature of it goes by objective standards. Objectively, the apple is le'ochlin, and therefore you can't right now with your machshava make it a mashke in a fruit. That only exists by Zeisen Vanovim, because that's Orchayu Bachi. Orchayu Bachi is necessary not for Xeris HaKosov, not because of some Xeris HaKosov of Zeisen Vanovim, but in order to have the setup of a mashke that you're extracting that existed in reality before you came to it. You understand? So all other fruits, you don't view it like that. You just view it like you're changing it now into something else. That's why in brachos you say shehakol on a juice of a fruit. You don't consider it like part of the pre. Only by yayin and shemen you say that is the pre itself, right? That's the pre. What's the pre agofen? Is the yayin. The yayin is the fruit. Is the fruit itself of the vine. But it just was hidden until you extracted it. You understand? But Rashi wants to make it clear over here that this is really what Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about. Everybody would agree to this concept. It would seem, you could say, that they all are working in the same notion as Rav, that only Zesim and Anovim are Osir if there was a fruit l'chatchila. Because there's no shame mashke existing within the fruit except for Zesim v'anovim. But what if I have kvashim? What if I have a mashke from that was inserted into a fruit? Now I don't have the problem of a regular fruit. You understand? I don't have the problem of an apple or an orange where squeezing it produces the mashke. But I can't say that there was a mashke pre-existing. What if I take a vegetable and I pickle it in a mashke? So the mashke already was from before. Now I do have a fruit or a vegetable with a mashke in it. You understand? Maybe now I'd say that's like Dricha Zeisim V'Anovim. Because it's not a Xeris HaKosov of Zeisim V'Anovim. It's just it's a Heichi Timtza of having a mashke inside of a fruit or a vegetable. But maybe I'll say if I have a mashke anyway from before and it was absorbed in, then squeezing it out is also like say some of them. You understand? So you could learn that that's really the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav and Shmuel. They are all within the shita, and it's not a problem according to Rashi. All those other cases of this, of where the thing is absorbed, where the mashke is absorbed into another thing. That's not contradictory to the statement of Rav. It's not a contradiction to Rav. Rav is talking about very specifically drichas zeisim v'anovim, right? He doesn't say there's no shchita. other than he's saying the only dricha, the only thing you have midaraisa is dricha zeisim anovim. Could be that's what Rashi's trying to express. I don't have to think about that when he goes through his whole idea of malacha. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure right now. But anyway, we have to think this through. But then that would make Rashi consistent. That in the beginning, he's telling you, it's true. It is a general concept really. That what? That the only time you're going to be chayef from a farek is when there's a mashke that you can say I'm acting on to extract. Right. And it's the natural mashke that I'm acting on to extract, right? That only occurs by zeisim anavim. By other fruits, there's nothing to talk about at all. But by the kvashim, I do at least have a shem mashke. This is like Chaim was saying, right? You need two things. You need a mashke, and you need it to be its own. The kvashim is really a mashke, but it's not its own. But it's like Zeisim Anovim, because it does have a Shem Mashke inside of something. You understand? It's like an artificial case of Zeisim Anovim. Where you have Zeisim Anovim is the case naturally where you have a Mashke inside a Pri. But a regular Pri, if I would take a regular Pri according to Rashi, according to this way of Rav, it wouldn't be Asr. It wouldn't be usher, right? But here it's usher because it is a mashke inside of a pri. It's domet to zeisim anovim. So that's a further question, right? A further question. How do you view the shlokos? Shlokos are what? Cooked, right? That's the machlokos. What? Rav and Shmuel. Do you consider the mei shlokos to be like a mashke? Or do you say it's really just the vegetable itself has been cooked? It's just I don't know. I have to think about that.
Are other sharp arrows? If you say that derivata, it's up to this one from another side, from the fact that they're a natural part of the pre.
I'm saying you could even learn according to this that there is no isser on the other paros at all.
Or you could say that there are two. One is that needs to be a mashke, and one is that needs to be.
You could say that.
Are you explaining conceptually why it needs to be natural?
But you would have to say, like Tosa says, according to Rashi, that those are the cases of holding the Rabbi Yochanan, the ones that say you can't squeeze out the cloths.